Hi, Sarah. How are you? We're going to talk about Bi-Visibility Day and the history of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're talking about both Bi-Visibility Day, or sometimes as it's known, Celebrate Bisexuality Day, I'm not really sure where the distinction comes from. I don't think they were ever two separate days. I think it's the same way of talking about the same idea. Originally, it was conceived of by three different people, which was Wendy Curry, Michael Page, and Gigi Raven Wilbur, and it was originally created as Celebrate Bisexuality Day. And so we're talking about 1999, just to give a lay of the land of what 1999 kind of looked like for bisexuals, that we had just gotten our own flag. Michael Page, who would go on to create Celebrate Bisexuality Day, had just come up with the first bisexual-specific flag, which is the one we all know and love now, which is the bright pink, the purple, and the blue bars. That was in 1998 that he came up with the flag design. People sometimes think that it stands for men, women, and other, but the explanation that, you know, he's given multiple times in multiple different places was to say that, and this is a quote I'm going to read for you guys, the pink color represents sexual attraction to same-sex only, gay and lesbian / homosexuality. The blue represents sexual attraction to the opposite sex only, straight / heterosexuality, and the resultant overlap color purple represents sexual attraction to both sexes, bisexuality. So it's a little, you know, that was how the flag had come into being in 1998. And then in 1999, we have these three people, which is Wendy Curry, Michael Page, and Gigi Raven Wilbur. And according to Wendy Curry, you know, they were just sitting around at one of the bi conversations, venting, talking, whatever. And Gigi Raven Wilbur said, "We should have a party. We should have a giant bisexual party." And the talk turned to, you know, how much everybody loved Freddie Mercury, and his birthday was in September. So it was, why not in September? Let's pick a weekend and have a party. And they picked September 23rd for several reasons. Number one, because it fell on a weekend, and number two, because it was actually Gigi Raven Wilbur's birthday, and it was the fall solstice that year fell on the 23rd. And so they felt like it was a really good, you know, good date to pick to have the first Celebrate Bisexuality Day. And it really just started with these three people who were loosely affiliated with BiNet. Wilbur was a state representative, organizer, coordinator for a BiNet in Texas. And Page was, Michael Page was involved in various activism in Florida, and Wendy Curry in Maine, and, you know, just meeting together and saying we should have a day of our own. And September 23rd was the day that they picked. It wasn't the first attempt to have some sort of a bisexual day. That honor actually goes to the original Bisexual Pride Day, which was June 23rd. Again, with the 23rd, I think that's just a coincidence. And that was in 1990, and came with the 1990 National Bisexual Conference. But Bisexual Pride Day just didn't really take off. There was some movement around it in the early 90s. The city of San Francisco proclaimed, you know, June 23rd as Bisexual Pride Day in San Francisco, but it didn't catch on as a nationwide celebration in the way that 9 years later, when Wendy and Gigi and Michael came up with Celebrate Bisexuality Day, that seemed to really catch on. My personal theory, now if anybody's curious, is I think that June 23rd is sort of, you're in the middle of June, you're in the middle of the pride season. So while it's good to say we want to have a bisexual pride day as part of, you know, when most pride things take place in June, I think, frankly, just people in June are busy. And June is when we tend to look towards the whole, you know, LGBT alphabet soup coming together to celebrate pride. And I think Bisexual Pride Day probably just got lost in the shuffle. that's just my, like, pet theory. When I was reading up on it, I was like, I bet that just no one has who's going to have the time and energy to also do Bisexual Pride Day if they're working on their own, you know, local and national Pride events. But Celebrate Bisexuality Day really hit a chord and seemed like it was coming at a good time and took off. You can't underestimate the role of early internet activism. By 1999, there were listservs, there were different groups online where people, Yahoo groups, things like that, Usenet groups, where people were discussing bisexuality and where bisexual activists could coordinate a little bit in a way that didn't exist in 1990 when, you know, everything was primarily paper and newsletters. So that was probably also a reason why Celebrate Bisexuality Day took off in 99, whereas Bisexual Pride Day in 1990 just didn't. But with the rise of computers and of the internet and the ability to coordinate quickly and effectively across multiple bisexual groups and multiple bisexual activists, you know, it really coalesced into being a day that's very important for the bisexual community and people who celebrate, you know, on a local level and with by reminding the larger culture, you know, I would say larger straight culture, as well as the rest of LGBT culture that is often so dominated by, you know, lesbian and gay interests with just a sprinkling of transgender interests on the top, that to remind people that we do exist, A. And it was really designed to be an inter-community thing. Celebrate Bisexuality Day, you know, Wendy Curry said, was originally meant to be an internal event, a coming together of our community to celebrate our lives. And I think that's what you see so much when you look at Celebrate Bisexuality Day or Bi Visibility Day or whatever people, you know, seem to locally call it, is this is a time when we promote our own, when we promote our activists, when we, you know, promote our authors, when we promote our celebrations, our artists, our art, our history, our culture, you know, really, you know, the whole thing about nothing about us without us. This Celebrate Bisexuality Day is all about us doing our community ourselves. Speaking of the three people who were involved in creating the first Celebrate Bisexuality Day, so you had Gigi Raven Wilbur, and just a little bit about Gigi. Gigi is an intersex person who also identifies as hermaphrodite. That's the way that they choose to identify themselves. And very much involved both in bisexual activism leading up to the creation of Celebrate Bisexuality Day, and in the time since 1999, has been very involved in various different pagan, neo-pagan, and radical fairy spirituality centered around the idea of third gender, sacred sexuality, that sort of thing, and also part of a strong BDSM community in Texas. So Gigi has definitely gone on to stay active in different aspects of activism. Doesn't seem to be as involved in bi activism that I can find. In 1999, was awarded the American Institute of Bisexuality Globe Award for outstanding service to the bisexual world community. Since 1999, has gone on to publish an essay in a larger anthology about trans feminism, has self-published their own book about BDSM issues, and has been very involved in, like I said, various radical fairy and sacred sexuality things, teaching workshops, and being involved in what she calls Aphrodite's Temple, which is sex positive education and sex healing work through that work down in Texas. So speaks at festivals, pagan festivals, alternative communities, sometimes college classes about issues of sexuality, spirituality, gender identity, intersex issues, and BDSM. Michael Page was sort of the one that was the hardest for me to track down, because everybody on everything I could find about Michael Page wanted to talk about Michael Page created the bi flag, and very little about what Michael Page has done since 1998-99, besides that, you know, he was a Florida area activist. John, do you know whatever happened to Michael Page?
You know, I ran into him maybe once or twice over the years, but just about, you know, I don't really know him that well, so.
Yeah, it seemed like he didn't really stay active in any sort of bisexual activism or any sort of activism that I could find out. And if that turns out to be wrong and someone out there knows what he's up to and would like to share with us, that would be lovely. Please contact us and tell us what he's up to. Wendy Curry, who was that third person that created Celebrate Bisexuality Day, went on to serve multiple terms on the Binet USA board and, in fact, to be Binet USA president from 2005 to, we think, late 2009, 2010. I actually asked her, and she couldn't remember exactly when she'd stepped down. But she was very involved in getting in bisexual health initiatives through her time as the Binet president, and also, you know, a certain amount of outreach. One of the articles that I found about her was, you know, her being interviewed on Feministing, which is a you know, feminist site that is very focused on young women and feminism, circa 2007, and talking about still the issues of bi invisibility and bi media invisibility, being involved in criticizing the L word and talking about the lack of inclusion in The Advocate. So those were, it seems like they were major issues for her during her time with Binet. She took some time away from activism to have children, and seems like she might be coming back. You heard?
Yeah, yeah. I would also add that she was an early bisexual blogger, and I think a lot of the bloggers that are blogging today have a lot to owe to her for showing us how to do that. I'll also say that when she was president, when she was leading Binet, one of the big initiatives of Binet was 2007's exclusive ENDA bill, federal bill, that we were really well organized and mobilized and support trans people in our community. And, you know, she is a really great asset for us. And, you know, it's great that I see her more and more on the internet and such, that she's coming back and getting involved. Some of us take breaks from heavy activism, and we welcome her back, open arms.
Excellent.
I'm really excited to see quite a few of them come back now. It's like really awesome.
That's a basic overview of your who, what, where, when, why of how Celebrate Bisexuality Day got started. Since then, it's grown to be an international movement, really, where there's different celebrations all over the world, from local groups, online, you know, blogging, activism, parties, whatever, to really celebrate, like Wendy said, to have us as bisexual people celebrating ourselves and our community.
Thank you so much, Sarah. That's fantastic. That's great information. A lot of stuff I didn't know. Yeah.
I will say one thing is that, I mean, pretty much from how I saw it was that in Europe, in the early days, they were really using Bisexual Pride Day more than they were using Celebrate Bisexuality Day. And so over the years, we just say them all, you know, Bisexuality Awareness Week, Celebrate Bisexuality Day, Bisexual Pride Day, Pride Week. They all work.
Yeah, John, you were saying that it's all different. It seems to me, at least my understanding, is that a lot of them are regionalisms. You know, like a lot of things in bisexual communities, there are times when, like a lot of things in bisexual communities, what the local verbiage is really depends on the people who are in the group. So some people call it Celebrate Bisexuality Day. For some, it's Bisexual Pride Day. For some, it's Bisexual Awareness Day. But all of it really goes back to the same idea, which is what Wendy and Michael and Gigi came up with in 1999, which was the idea of let's have a party. Let's have a party for ourselves and for all the cool things we do, for all the wonderful people who work with us and who make the bisexual community as dynamic and, you know, interesting and welcoming as we do.
Thank you.
I will say that in 99, our local group was aware that we were celebrating, and if I remember correctly, we had weekly dinners in DuPont in D.C. every Tuesday. And I think that first year we did kind of just a special event. And in 2000, there were multiple groups here. And, you know, I went back and looked and found an old Google group message about our week of events. And it's actually on the English site now because Jen asked me for it. But we did a ton of stuff. And, you know, in the next couple of years, we did less and less stuff. Our local community has had, until the last few years, our local community hasn't been as active, but we are very active again. You know, we have tons of events planned this year. We had events last year. Year before, there was a smaller event. So it's something that ebbs and flows, and we're in a flow right now. And I think that it's really important that we keep our momentum up and that when we're doing work in June for Pride, that it's on everybody's mind in the bisexual community that we really need to be talking about what we're going to be doing the week of September 23rd. It's great programmatically for us.
Yay, yes. This has been a stellar year. There is just so much happening. I'm just really proud to be part of it. This has been awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, John. Yeah. And happy Bi-Visibility Day and week for everybody.
So get your flags out and celebrate bisexuality, everyone.
Yay.
And go to the website to see all the events in our country.
Wonderful.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Good job, everybody. Alrighty.
That was great. That was great. You really did your homework.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Nip it back.